Around the grounds we go to the Winnebago. And on the line now, our man Brian Fletcher is on the line. G'day, Fletch.
G'day, Sugar. Spudsy, how you going?
Where are you, brother?
Mate, we are... Nathan's our driver. Actually, Trish Johns did the first leg. Nathan did the middle leg, and I'll bring it home.
Well, you need to bring me home because Cobb has sent me a dead ball in the WBW stakes. Yeah. I'm playing from behind, as I did yesterday, but is there anything you can tip us into?
Is Sound Echo next to Wyon? I've just been hunting all the way up the highway.
Yeah. What's the ledger?
I'm right. What I've been trying to do here, and I've been trying to teach Nathan, is follow the money.
Yeah.
Now, all I've decided to do, I haven't looked at any form. I've just been following those little flames. I tell you what, I'm in front.
What, Sea Echo? Is that the one you're talking about?
But I want to know what's going on with the Winnebago. What's happened? We've lost him. You there or what?
Yeah.
Mate, I was asked about the Winnebago. I've always wanted to go on one of these things. How many does it sleep? Is it quite comfy? But also, be like the Grizzles. How much are you eating? What's happening? Drinking the full package?
Yeah, we've had a few sherbets. Haven't eaten yet. We're stopping. Yes. We're about 17 minutes out of Coffs Harbour. So we're thinking about just popping in. Matty's obviously had the operation on his back, so he's asleep at the back. Trish was driving earlier, now she's playing cards. Our producer, Ben Hogarth, got his shirt off. He's obviously doing something weird. Oh, he's dancing at the Macarena. And Nathan Hindmarsh, he's been the stalwart, and he's just driving along. But that game that you're calling, is that the famous Junior Willis field goal?
Well, we don't know. There's about 90 seconds left. It's 22 all. The Bears, they're cutting loose here. They're making some wonderful yards. Mark Soden's parked at dummy half. He darts off. That should have been a penalty. Langmack again features. So you're basically just on your Pat Malone. What's Trish playing solitaire? Who's Trish playing cards with?
No, Trish is playing with our producer, Ben Hogarth.
Oh, yes. Are you telling me that Maddie's asleep and he's got the shirt off playing cards with Trish?
Yeah, Matty's asleep at the back of the Winnebago. I'm in the front seat because I'm about to take over. We're just coming past Bonneville Golf Course.
Oh, great course.
And Sea Echo was no good, hey?
Oh, it was no good. Well, lucky we couldn't hear you, so luckily we missed that one.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Do you know the result?
No. No, I do not know the result.
What else is happening?
No here? Good.
Now, we're obviously going to the Massive Round. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people driving up. A lot of people. Seen a lot of fanfare, a lot of supporters driving up, especially Newcastle fans.
What about the big man? As Matty, how did the operation go? Oh, he had a bit of a. Do you know? Can you give us any feedback? How is he?
Yeah, he's good. He came out of the hospital yesterday, and it's all looking good. Thumbs up. Thumbs up at the moment. But he's got a girdle on, and he's very, very tender.
Tell you what, thumbs up for Tommy and the team too. Well, Willis has just kicked it. They've flopped the short kickoff. They're going to be home here, the Western Suburbs Magpies, in a dramatic victory, 23 points to 22. I've got a private message here, Fletch. Hey, Joel, how can I find Fletch in Brisbane today? My husband is a massive fan and he needs a bloody break. Laugh out loud. Four kids on a holiday. We drove from Melbourne. Laugh out loud. Please give me a tip-off. How can this fella catch up with you? Fletch?
Absolutely. You can give me my phone number, and I'll meet him. So we're thinking about probably getting in there about 9 o'clock. So we're 5 hours away.
Right.
Getting into Brisbane.
Right.
So give me my number, and we'll hang out. What's his name?
I don't know. It's G. Raff Clark. G is the lady, and she says her husband needs a bit of a breakout. So where could you possibly be tonight? Is there any clues?
I would say the Caxton.
Caxton's a big chance.
We're meeting Gordon there after work. Gordon's got to do some radio.
Perfect.
Sorry, can you just go back to Andrew Willis' field goal? Was that the 42-metre one?
That's yes.
Yeah. And drilled it.
Drilled it.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Would you have him one? Do you have him one to 12?
I did have him one to 12. It's called...
23 points to 22. I think you're asking for the score there. 23 points to 22. Hey, what we're looking forward to as well, Fletch, we want to see Ramp It Up signs. So we want people with their signs at Magic Round ramping it up.
So we're discussing that about your best team signs. Because, you know, remember we saw Oust, Slice Price, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
The Dragons are very good at it. So let's get some other teams really putting their thinking caps on and coming out with something witty.
Yeah.
Michael Witt.
Michael, yes. What was his brother's name? Witt.
Half.
One, three. Oh, by the way, Fletch, before you drop out, hashtag Joel Fletch tipping at Joel Fletch SEN on Twitter. What's our challenge this week for the punters to win tickets to the NRL? Well,
yep, I was inspired by Shawnee Allmright from Sportsbet. So let's have a total round points for every team. So eight rounds on Sunday night, what is the total points scored for every team? Closest to, and you can go over this time.
Beautiful.
Because I'm feeling like that. I'm just feeling a bit free and fancy free.
Yeah, there's plenty of celebrations coming through on the text line. We are the boys from Western Suburbs. They're delighted to get this victory some 25 years later. It's been a magical win in 1996. So what else? I believe the State Cup Oztag is on in Coffs Harbour. That might be the business as well there, Fletch, on your way up there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm. That's why we're about to pull into Coffs Harbour. I can tell you now, we're 6 kilometres away. So we're going to rock in. Matty's got to get a massage. This is the doctor's orders. So yes. Matty has to get a massage every 2 hours.
Right.
So we stopped off at Central Coast. No Gary's Golden Hands. So tell Jimmy Smith that if he's looking at franchising, he probably should get up North Coast. But every 2 hours, Matthew's back has to be manipulated.
Gary's Golden Hands. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Righto, yeah, mate. Well, listen. So what can the punters expect from you and Hindy over the weekend? Or is it all secret at this stage?
No, it's not secret. Nathan is nothing secret. We're just going to be out with the people. We're going to do some interviews. So if you're out there and you're a fan and we see you, hopefully we can interview you and just find out a little bit about the fans and Magic Round, why they go up there, who do they support, why do they support, and just all around good times, Joel.
What, no good accommodation? You, no bubble this year? I love that last time you did it.
Nah.
You're sweating bricks.
It's like a big greenhouse. We're not no bubbles. We're staying in a hotel. And the timbers will be rolling, though, at night.
Oh, nice. Hearing? Yes.
Producer Hogarth is telling us that cameras will be on. It's going to be 24 hours in the life of Nathan Hindmarsh.
Beautiful, beautiful. No WBWs. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you this, Fletch. A Bitcoin baby, which was scratched today. We got the tip off the Oracle of Belfast. It's running tomorrow at Scone. So maybe have a little investment there at Scone. We tipped our listeners yesterday.
It could be an omen because Bitcoin has fallen through the roof because Elon Musk came out and tweeted that Tesla won't be using it.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, a bloke that powerful makes one tweet and literally it's down like 15%.
Wow. Why the backflip?
Yeah.
Won't be using what?
Because he's saying, so he came out about 3 months ago saying that you could buy a Tesla with Bitcoin.
That's right.
But he retracted that because he's saying that it takes so much energy to mine for a Bitcoin that they're going to look at another crypto. So whatever that crypto is, someone's going to make a lot of money.
Right. So he's not saying you can't buy it with crypto. He's saying you can't buy it specifically with Bitcoin.
Yeah, but that one, as Fletch said, that one tweet, mate, it dropped thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Oh, it's fallen off a cliff. But I know he's only one dude, but he's a pretty powerful dude.
Do you reckon that was a strategic play?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Right. From one conspiracy to last, just to close it out. And feel free to ask those in the Winnebago. Conspiracy. Yeah. He turned 70 today.
Isn't it a Winnebago? Why do you keep saying Winnie?
I was Winnie.
You know what? I was a big fan of Winnie. What was the show there back in
Winnie
the day?
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper. Winnie Cooper.
Wonder Years.
That's it. Wonder Years. There you go. That ties in with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. He's... Remember Marilyn Manson was the other bloke?
That's right. Now, was that true or not?
That's true, mate. You're talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You got Nathan saying it's true, and I believe Nathan.
Okay, ask Nathan this.
Nathan and Marilyn Manson have got something in common.
What's that?
No,
mouse plagues.
And they only wear one. Nathan's only got one pair of shoes that he wears every. That's what Marilyn Manson does.
Oh, yeah.
Only one pair of shoes. Which is good. You don't need to.
While you're there, ask Nathan about does he believe. So?
Yeah, I'll put Nathan on.
Righto, throw him on. Righto.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Nathan. You're doing the hard yards, are you?
Oh, standard.
Yeah.
I got in the bloody Winnebago. Everyone else was on the cans. Only used to sit driving for 5 hours.
They said Winnebago as well.
It's a Winnebago. What's the top speed in that thing? You give it a crack?
Mate, I'm sitting at $1.30. Yeah. So it goes all right. The fuel economy's good. We're just stopping now for a bit of fuel, throw a bit of diesel in it.
Beautiful.
We're trucking along quite well. Yeah.
Now, make sure you do put diesel in. Don't get fledged to fill up.
Well, no, I don't.
Don't trust them.
State Brian's, and I'm surprised you can string two words together at the moment. Seriously.
Hey, we'll let you go, Horny, but before you do, it is Stevie Wonder's 70th birthday today. It is Dennis Rodman's birthday today as well. I want to ask you the question. Do you believe that he's legitimately blind, Stevie Wonder, or as Shaq O'Neill claims that it's a false? Yeah.
Well, I like Shaq's story, and Mark Bosnich has got a good story as well. So I'm saying no, he's not.
No,
he's
deal.
Not blind.
Okay.
No deal.
But you can't answer the same for Fletch right now. Is that what you're saying?
Fletch is blind. Yeah.
Very good. Hey, drive safe, Nathan, and we look forward to all the coverage there on Fox League.
Yeah, no worries. We just pulling in a red rooster.
Beautiful.
No rooster.
Righto. Look out for the bloke.
He's got a big card, apparently.
Yeah. Gordy's got the Macca's card, yeah. Mm. Very good. Righto, mate. Drive safe and look over everyone up there and we'll talk soon.
Hang on. Bear's head's back.
Oh, he's back.
Bear's head is back.
Mate, geez, it must be a long trip if you're looking to get back on the phone.
No. He's passing the phone. He's done well. Nathan's done really well. But what have I got tomorrow for you? No, nothing.
Nothing.
I haven't got one thing.
Right,
Fuzzy, Sea-Doo? How's our Sea-Doo going?
Mate, it's going great, actually. Just see what on the last weekend I ended up going to a... up past Palmy. We've got a meeting place. We call it Seal Rock. Man, there was 15 seals on there.
Yeah.
So thanks to Sea-Doo. Seal Rock. We call it Seal Rock. 15 seals. But, you know, they say seals are beautiful and cuddly, mate. You wouldn't go near them because they stink. They're absolutely a filthy... putrid little animal.
Hey, before you go, Fletch, text line here.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, any truth to the rumour that I've heard Souths are knocking on the Cooper John's door, the reptile? Just ask the question to Trish. One wink for yes and two winks for no.
Trish, there's text come through on SMN, the line. Is it true South Sydney are looking at Cooper John's? Blink one eye for yes, two eyes for no. Don't know. She's done three eyes.
Very good. Speculation, beautiful.
No, she said no, definitely not.
Okay,
definitely
perfect. Not. No, that's what you do. You squash it immediately.
Mm.
And then later on it gets revealed that he's penned a deal with South. I love that.
Are you coming back by the Winnebago or are you flying back? Yes. Where are you doing?
We're driving back.
Full package. How good, mate. Well done.
Full package. We're really enjoying the experience. Each other, but anyway, God bless you all.
Yeah,
and
gamble responsibly.
Good luck, everyone. Just going to go on a red rooster.